Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Powers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Sissel moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp catches it and throws to first to double up Boss. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Boss moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boss moves to third. One out. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-1 in the game. Powers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boss scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powers. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras bunts towards first. Voss scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Gooch moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Warsler rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Porter moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jolly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Spencer to Knickerbocker covering second. The throw back to home, and Jolly is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Roy Spencer. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Clint Brown. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Tom Oliver pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pipgras bunts towards first. Boss fields the ball and throws to Hudlin covering. Safe. Gooch moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hudlin. Gooch scores. Pipgras goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to second. Howard Craighead now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-4 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.